Greetings this morning in the name of Jesus. Greetings. Greetings in that worthy name. Oh, the name which is above every other name. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Glory and honor and praise be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your love and mercy. Lord, I just commit this little meditation into your hand in the name of Jesus. I know that you want to receive all the glory, and I just desire to give it to you. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, today, I'd again like to just kind of go along the same line of miracles and beware yet lest ye be deceived. And again, if I could just kind of give a quick recap of the history of the world, how that throughout history, God wrought miracles in the lives of his people. And it is God's will to see miracles today. But, oh, again, I would like to warn you not to go after miracles. Not to go after miracles. That's not what it's all about. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ and him alone. Jesus is the miracle worker. As you look at all the miracles throughout the Bible, every one of those were not performed by man, but they were performed by the supernatural, by God himself. Those miracles, yes, God chose to use a vessel that was sanctified for his use. And he wrought those miracles through the hands of the prophets. He wrought those miracles through the through Moses and Joshua and the army of Israel. And God wrought those miracles through people who were sold out to him. So please seek after the Lord Jesus Christ and not after miracles. Oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. The Bible says there in Matthew, where is it? Matthew 22, I'm not sure. Anyway, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. It is God whom we want to seek. God is the author and finisher of our faith. God is faithful, and he will meet with us if we seek him, first. God, how does God want his children to walk? God wants his children to walk in obedience to the word of God. God has given us his word, the Bible. It is God's revelation to us. The book of the New Testament is, what is a testament? A testament is a testimony. And it is God's revelation to us. The whole New Testament is God's revelation, God's will for the believer. It is our handbook. It is our instruction booklet. You know, sometimes many times, when we receive a new gadget, we receive a new, maybe a kitchen gadget, or maybe it's a farming gadget, or maybe a piece of equipment. Farming equipment, carpentering equipment. They all come with with instruction manuals, don't they? They come with instruction manuals. And those instruction manuals are to read. How many of you have, I know I have, gotten something new and got it out of the box and, just started putting it together. And I know just last week I got a small tent to a canopy type thing to display my fire extinguishers that I'm selling. And I started putting that together, and I had my grandson helping me, and I got it out of the bag and started putting it together and said, you know what? I better read instructions because I want to do it right. But so often we get something new and we try to put it together, and maybe sometimes we even break it because we have not followed instructions right. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And we go back to the instructions and say, oh, yeah, I forgot this. I didn't do that. Or maybe we got it all together and there are some pieces still laying here. Let's follow instructions, especially when it comes to spiritual things. Let's know what our manual says. The Bible, the New Testament especially, is our manual for our walk today, for our walk with Jesus. If you find yourself going down life's pathway and you find yourself not following the instructions, oh, please, open the manual every morning. Open the manual every morning and see what God has for you. See what God's will is. You know, there are so many tidbits, so many pieces of instruction in the Word of God. If we're only willing to open the Bible and study it. And you know, if we do not know God, then the Bible won't make much sense to us. And maybe you're saying, well, the Bible, I can't understand the Bible. Well, if you can't understand the Bible, then pray that God would open your heart. And God would reveal himself to you. Because if you have the Holy Spirit within you, then the Holy Spirit will, then the Holy Spirit will reveal himself to you through the written Word of God. And the words will jump off the page, and you will be able to make application, and you will be able to understand if you have the Spirit of God residing in you. But if you don't have the Spirit of God, it may be very hard to understand. It may be very hard to understand. So again, I would encourage you to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Go after it with everything you got. Become desperate. You know, maybe you're caught in pornography. I just heard a testimony of a man a couple days ago. He told me that he got delivered from his pornography. And I knew that he was in pornography. I knew that he was not walking with God, and that he was bound. He was bound in pornography, and he didn't know how to get free. But you know what? This man got desperate. This man got desperate, and he knew he needed help. And he got on a plane, and he went to a place where they talked about these things and where they opened up their hearts one to another. And he confessed what he was into. He confessed his faults. And that's so important. It says in the book of James, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. You know, confessing our faults, even though it's hard sometimes, even though it's shameful, confessing our faults brings healing. Confessing our faults one to another, and then seeking God's face, seeking the will of God, asking God to cleanse and to purify, and to make you a new person. Oh, please don't try to do it alone, but find some godly man, some godly person that can help you through. And oh, I pray, I ask you this morning, seek out some godly person that can help you through to salvation. Help you through to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ so that you may understand what you read and know what you read. Oh, I pray this morning, I just ask you this morning, dear people, that you would open your heart to the Word of God. Open your heart to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God calleth. He's calling you by name. He's asking you to come. Come to the Lord Jesus and surrender your heart and life. You know, some people think it's the Christian life is a hard life. Some people look on from the outside and they say, well, I certainly wouldn't. I mean, I want my sports. I want my alcohol. I want my drugs. I want all those things. If I become a Christian, I have to put all those away. Oh, my dear friend, there is no alcohol, there is no drugs, there is no life out there that surpasses the Christian life, the life that is sold out for the Lord Jesus. Oh, it is so beautiful. It is an awesome thing when we are sold out to the Lord Jesus, when we're living for the Lord Jesus, we can walk without fear. How many of you go down the street and you walk in fear lest someone would jump out at you? Or you go down walk down the dark street and you're afraid, you're terribly scared lest someone would jump out at you. Or maybe you're even scared. I know the testimony of a young lady who was so scared, you know, at night, she would pull down the curtains because she was scared. she would pull down the curtains. She was scared lest someone would be looking at her and lest someone would be watching her. And maybe lest someone would break into her house. And she was scared. But, you know, one day, she got born again. One day she got delivered and she got set free. She was no longer scared. And now the curtains could stay up all day and all night. She didn't care. She wasn't afraid anymore. You know, the Bible says perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. If we love the Lord Jesus with all our heart, He can take away the fear. He can move. He can protect us. We, by faith, we can walk. I have a friend who, I guess you probably all know the, you know what, it's time to close. But I do have a friend who went into the midst of the war in Iraq. You probably all know that the war is going on in Iraq. But I'll leave that for another day. God bless you, and may God give you grace and wisdom. May you seek God with all of your heart. Like it says there in Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Oh, my dear friends, seek first the kingdom of God. Our Heavenly Father, I just commit these dear people to you. Oh, God, all the listeners today, I commit them to you. May you draw them to yourself. May you show them the way. Open their hearts, Lord. Open their hearts that they might receive you and that they might truly become your child and that they may know that they are your child and that perfect love casts out fear and that they could walk without fear. Lord, we commit them to you in the name of Jesus, and we just ask that you would bless and guide this little meditation. We just commit it to you, Lord, and we ask that you would prosper it, you would bring forth the fruit And Lord, we just thank you for what you have given this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay, God bless you. And again, my phone number is 717-656-9576. Come back again and see what God has for us tomorrow.